This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump will accept a third straight Republican presidential nomination tonight with an address in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It will be Trump's first speech since surviving last weekend's assassination attempt, a moment of survival that shaped the Republican convention's first 3 days.
You will never be able to convince me that that last second turn of a head was anything other than a miracle.
Running mate J.D. Vance this morning. Trump has appeared at the convention with a white bandage covering an ear wound. He said the shooting led him to change tonight's speech from what was to be a humdinger attacking President Biden to one focused on unity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House officials believe former U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi backed Representative Adam Schiff's call for President Joe Biden to step aside in the U.S. presidential race, and she has told Biden he cannot win the November 5th election, a top White House source said with direct knowledge of the matter. Schiff said in a statement on Wednesday he has serious concerns about whether Biden can defeat Republican challenger Donald Trump, the first Democrat to come out after the Saturday assassination attempt against the former president. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Thursday the most important topic for the European Union is defending its democracy after her re-election by the European Parliament for a second 5-year term.
Our democracy is under attack from inside and from outside, and therefore it is crucial that the democratic forces stand together to defend our democracy.
Von der Leyen will now assemble her team, known as the College. It's a 27-member group, including a commissioner from each EU country. This is VOA News. Thousands of students armed with sticks and rocks clashed with armed police in Dhaka on Thursday as Bangladesh authorities cut some mobile internet services to quell anti-quota protests that have killed at least 16 people this week. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
On Thursday, riot police battled with students who demanded reforms to a quota system that controls the distribution of government jobs. But why is this all happening? The demonstration started last month after the High Court reinstated the quota system, which sets aside 30% of government jobs for families of those who fought in the 1971 War of Independence from Pakistan. The move overturned a 2018 decision by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government to scrap it. On the government's appeal, Bangladesh's top court has suspended the reinstated system and is set to hear a challenge against it on August the 7th.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Russia's espionage trial of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich moved quickly through witness testimony behind closed doors on Thursday and will now proceed to lawyers' closing arguments in a case his employer called a sham. The unusually rapid pace of the trial is likely to spook speculation. A long-discussed U.S.-Russia prisoner exchange deal involving Gershkovich may be in the offing. Gershkovich is a 32-year-old American who denies any wrongdoing and says the allegations against him are false. Officials in the Central African Republic say at least 300 rebels have dropped their weapons in the past month in an operation jointly organized by United Nations peacekeeping forces and government troops. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
CAR officials say the rebels who have dropped their weapons since June 10 belong to the Coalition des Patriotes pour le Changement, whose name translates into English as the Coalition of Patriots for Change, or CPC. The CAR government sees the CPC as a coalition of 6 rebel groups created in 2020 to disrupt the country's presidential and legislative elections in December of that year. Moki Edwin Kinzika, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa pledged on Thursday to revive South Africa's economy and extend prosperity to the many left out of it by reviving factories and farms, building roads, and seizing the opportunities presented by green energy. It was his first policy speech to a new parliament since the African National Congress lost its ruling majority in May. I'm Joe Ramsey.